Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon again, and welcome back to the second hour of Swing Time for Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2024. You are tuned into Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with Mike Coates here as your host. My thanks to colleague John for his selections today. I wonder if you have ever given any thought to what opening piece of music you would choose in the event that you were presenting a radio jazz programme. Would you, as I did today, use a piece with a title which says it all? Something Special, played by a Blue Note group led by Sonny Clark. They were Tommy Turrentine on trumpet, Charlie Rouse tenor, Sonny Clark, of course, piano, Butch Warren bass, with Bill Higgins at the drums, recorded in the Van Gelder studio, Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, on the 13th of November, 1961. That was taken from Sonny Clark's Blue Note album, Leapin' and Lopin'. Of course, depending on the theme of your presentation, always assuming you had one, you might opt for a classic jazz recording such as Milestones. The classic version here with Miles Davis on trumpet, Cannonball Adderley on alto, John Coltrane tenor, Red Garland at the piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. And for your remembrance, this was recorded at the Columbia 30th Street Studio in New York City on the 4th of February 1958, the jazz classic Milestones.
Thank you.
Well, that could set out a number of themes. Significant dates in the history of jazz, or important aspects of Miles's career, or maybe outstanding jazz recording sessions. I'm sure you can think of scores more. And what about the style of music? To open with a big band swinger is surely the way to go. But then all big band tracks are the same hard-driving, stomping, breathless things of tremendous excitement. We certainly find that with Basie Herman and Buddy Rich, or Oliver Nelson for that matter. Thad Jones and Mel Lewis, on their album Consummation, elected to approach in a rather unusual way. Tiptoe. Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Orchestra. And what about this for a lineup? Thad Jones, flugelhorn, composer and arranger, Snooky Young, Danny Moore, Al Porcino and Marvin Stamm, trumpets, Eddie Burt, Benny Powell, Jimmy Nepper, trombones, Cliff Heather, bass trombone, Jerome Richardson, soprano, alto and flute, Jerry Dodgen, alto, clarinet and flute, Billy Harper on tenor and flute. The arranger here certainly enjoyed having a number of flute men with him, didn't he? Eddie Daniels, clarinet, tenor, and of course on flute. Richard Kamuka, unusually playing baritone. Sir Roland Hanna, piano. Richard Davis, bass. And Mel Lewis on drums. Recorded at the A&R Studios on the 21st of January 1970. Tiptoe. Thank you. Well, although with some unusual footwork at start and finish of the composition, certainly there was sufficient big band atmosphere to warrant it as an opening trike. The composition and arrangement was by Thad Jones. There are more than enough personalities and characters in jazz to compile several radio programmes. Added to which, musicians have not been slow in coming forward with compositions which acknowledged their respect and warmth to their fellow musical comrades. Duke Ellington wrote this portrait of Louis Armstrong, but it is played by the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra. A large lineup, but some of the notable musicians are Wynton Marsalis and Omar Sharif and Lou Soloff, trumpets, Art Barron, Britt Woodman, trombones, Norris Turney and Frank Wes on altos, Joe Templey on baritone sax, Sir Roland Hannah again on piano, and Kenny Washington drums. It was recorded in the Alice Tully Hall at Lincoln Center, New York City, 10th or 11th of August 1991. Duke Ellington's A Portrait of Louis Armstrong. Well, somebody had mixed up the labels. That wasn't Louis Armstrong. It was a character called Bert Williams. And I will have something further to say about Bert Williams in a little review of some Ellington music that I hope to be presenting in 2 or 3 weeks' time. Choosing the opening track is not just a question of putting a record on the disc, on the track, on the turntable, rather. It's perhaps not a good idea, without careful thought, to use a blues theme to start a radio show. And although a classic and impressive, this one might have the wrong connotations.
St. James and Farm, the oldest blues I ever heard.
Jack Teagarden's outstanding vocal on St. James Infirmary, and that was recorded at the Classic Town Hall, New York City concert, which was recorded on the 17th of May 1947. Perhaps if you were doing a radio programme on jazz lyrics, then there might be room for St. James Infirmary. Incidentally, the composer of St. James Infirmary, although it relates back to a piece called Gambler's Blues from the Mississippi Delta, is allegedly one Joe Primrose. And research has indicated that Joe Primrose was no less than Irving Mills, the man who last week I mentioned had so many fingers in so many jazz pies that it was almost impossible not to associate him with one corner of jazz or another. With jazz now being a universal language, there are worldwide opportunities to choose for the purpose of introducing a jazz radio show. But you don't even have to wait until swing time can come up with the goods. As John Yule announced in his gig guide, the Keith Peters Big Band will be at their usual venue on Farm Road on Tuesday next, the 29th of October, when their theme will come from round the world, with music, as promised, from Brazil, Singapore, and I also believe there may be also a stopover here in Tunisia. Thank you. Well, OK, a small group there, led by Stan Getz, Conti Candoli trumpet, Stan Getz tenor, Lou Levy piano, Leroy Vinegar bass and Shelley Mallon drums. Recorded by Radio Recorders in Hollywood on the 15th of August 1955, night in Tunisia. And if you prefer to hear a big band version of that, why not call in at Farm Road, Sheffield, next Tuesday for the Keith Peters Big Band interpretation. I'm sure it will be an interesting evening. Location of a more specific geographical location may come about as a result of a seasonable theme. The seasonable theme, which opens up a large number of possibilities for a theme for a jazz programme, is played here by the quintet of the Hot Club of France, but not the one you might expect. No Stefan Grappelli in attendance here. The lineup is Hubert Rosting on clarinet, Django Reinhardt electric guitar, Eugene Wies on rhythm guitar, Emmanuel Sodio on bass, and André Jourdan on drums. This was recorded in what has been referred to as Django's Electric Days and was recorded in Paris on the 18th of July 1947. September Song. Thank you. I do hope that you're enjoying my playlist today. If you would like to suggest a track that you think would make an excellent opening track for a jazz radio show, why not drop us an email and we'll do our best to include it in a forthcoming broadcast. You can email us on swingtime@sheffieldlive.org. That's swingtime@sheffieldlive.org. So, returning to September's song, immediately our theme might change to jazz in Paris. But a special twist to that could be added, as I can mention there were two American expatriates on the track when it was made in 1972, I think it was. Yes. The next group is Eddie Lewis Group, who is an organist. He originally surfaced in jazz as a member of the Double Six, or Double Six vocal group in France some years prior. Here, he is accompanied by Guy Pedersen on bass, and the two American expatriates are Jimmy Gourlay on guitar and Kenny Clark on drums. They're playing what might be another theme. The track is Bohemia After Dark, which refers to a night spot in New York City near 52nd Street. Here is Bohemia After Dark. Thank you. Well, I think the drumming on that track shows why Klook, Kenny Clarke, was always regarded as a main man. 2 hours again have slipped away, but hopefully in an enjoyable manner for you. We'll be back next Tuesday at 1 p.m. with a further selection of jazz, swing and blues music, although I must confess that I'm not quite sure what theme I shall be adopting next week. So, Mike Coates, and on behalf of John Yule, saying, take good care out there. I made the point earlier in the programme that a blues track to open a radio programme required careful consideration. If you require to create a certain atmosphere, there are any number of possibilities. Even T-Bone Walker's vocal on this last track opens up other themes to build an excellent presentation. The track is Mean Old World by T-Bone Walker. It was recorded in Los Angeles on the 14th of December 1956. The lineup being T-Bone Walker on vocal and guitar, Lloyd Glenn piano, Billy Hardnott bass, and Oscar Lee Bradley on drums. So, do take good care out there. It's a mean old world.
at the one you love, then you know she's loving someone else. Yes, I drink to keep from worrying, mama, but I smile to keep from crying. Yes, I drink to keep from worrying, mama, but I smile to keep from crying. That's to keep the public from knowing just what I have on my mind. Someday, someday, baby, I'll be 6 feet in the grave.